Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
where do you think you're gonna put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
It's Thursday.
All day.
Scott Sherman day today. You could turn my headphones down just a shade. A little bit. Thank you. Scott Sherman will be in at 4:30. We're going to have a few minutes earlier today than we did last week because we kind of ran out of time last week. Good afternoon and welcome to the... Hey, it's October.
The
October 1st. First day of October. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
No, it's not today.
What is that?
No, that's June 3rd.
June 3rd. Welcome aboard. This is the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Day 13. It's like when they used to the Iranian hostages. Well, day 386.
But you sound a lot better today.
It's very, you know what? It's very, very gradually leaving what I call Carneyville, where I'm starting by Monday. By Monday, I should be back to normal. But, thanks again to all the people who, you know, one woman sent me, and it was like a scolding email. Because she said, you know, and I'm not making this up, she says, I don't know how you could, even after you even had your doctor on the air, she says, telling you what a risk you were taking, you still choose to go on. And I said, you know,
I kind of agree with her. I mean, your doctor did tell you that you should be at home.
You know, when you're dedicated, as dedicated as I am, you can't fight it.
Yeah.
You just can't fight it. Today is a fantastic... I heard somebody say how cold it was today. What are you nuts? It's not cold.
I walked out this morning and sat out on the front porch, but you could actually see your breath.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
That's that fall weather. I
crisp
love it.
Weather.
It is very, it's really, really nice.
Here's what's interesting about the change. One of the things interesting about the change of season or change of weather. Women, there's an unwritten, they're born with this understanding that it's not really written anywhere. It's just sort of it's in their genes. It's like in their makeup that when a day like today comes along and the temperature drops, they all know to change their wardrobe.
Oh,
I went in First Community today and five women had boots on. And by the way, I love that look of skirt and boots. That's a great look, unless you're really fat. If you're fat, don't wear boots.
Don't wear
and
what?
Skirt.
Boots?
Boots and skirt.
You're because, not allowed to wear boots
no,
when you're fat?
You can wear the boots. You wear the boots, but wear pants or something. Because that leg that shows between the skirt and the boot is huge, and it looks like a big telephone pole, and it's not a good look. So don't, if you're really fat, don't wear a boot. But if you're not, that's a really good look, that boots and skirt thing.
I think if a woman's really fat, the calves are pretty big, and they have a
if
hard time.
If she's really fat, they're actually cows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's how big they are.
They have a hard time fitting the boots, depending on how high they are, over those cows or the calves.
Well, they make fat person boots.
They do. They make them wider, but they're tougher to find, I think.
And I don't have a problem with... you know, fat people. I'm just saying, there's certain, like, I'm fat, and certain things look horrible on me, like a...
you would wear a dress and boots.
No, I wouldn't, because it would look terrible on me. But in First Community, there were four or five women, And they had two work there, and two were at the teller's windows. And I'm not kidding. It's like they all knew today, oh, what's the temperature? Let me get my boots out.
They've been waiting.
So they had their boots on.
But isn't
then I come in here, and what's her name? Lorelei, who works here, has her boots on.
Lorelei?
Lorelei Ryan. She has her boots on. And I just thought, well, what is that? What is that deal?
But I don't know when everything changes over for fall or whatever.
Oh,
but,
they do.
But I know.
They know what purse has to come out today. They went and got a different purse today.
But there's a certain date. I think it's Easter, right?
Yes, Easter is for Easter. Now you can wear white.
White pants and certain shoes, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Okay.
If you're a woman.
As long as we have that all straight.
But for the young men listening, thinking about getting married, let me tell you what else happens. They also try to inflict this on you. And you'll go to leave the house, and they'll go, whoa, you're not wearing that. And you'll say, why not? And they'll go, it's October.
It doesn't match.
So I left the house today. Now, you'll love this. We have to go to dinner tonight with some people, and I've never met these people. This could go well, or this could really go badly, because I don't know either one of them. It's a friend of hers and his wife. She knows the guy and sort of knows the wife, and I don't know either one of them. No, I don't know either one of them. Now, I got ready to leave today, and she says, you're not wearing that shirt, are you?
Oh, because you had to wear here what you're wearing tonight. You're going right to...
Well, we've changed that.
Oh.
I'm going to go pick her up. We have just enough time to pick her up. And so when I left, she had set out for me the shirt I am to wear and change into when I come home.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm not to wear this shirt to go to dinner.
Uh-oh.
Now,
why?
Because she's a woman.
What's wrong with that shirt?
She said that I needed a shirt with more brown in it if I was going to wear these pants and shoes. Women are weird. They're
more
just
brown.
Weird.
It'll make your eyes pop.
Let me ask you, have you ever been anywhere and there's another guy? Like if you and Angela or Dan, if you and Sandy or any one of your five ex-wives, if you've ever been out with other couples, have you ever paid any attention to what the guy wore?
No.
Not
of course not. In fact, an hour later, if you get back home, somebody said, hey, what was that guy wearing tonight? I don't know.
Yeah,
any guy that works in this building.
I just saw some. I couldn't tell you what they're wearing.
They could wear the same clothes every day for a month. And I
you just described John Hadley.
Well,
yeah.
I would not know.
Now, there is a sameness to the way that I dress. I do wear the same stuff. And I don't mean like the same shirt for 2 weeks, but they all look the same. I like Under Armour.
The same style.
The same type of style. And they're comfortable. Yeah. I like Under Armour golf shirts and T-shirts.
Yeah.
I like...
Well, I wear the same jacket in here every day.
Yeah, you do. No, you do.
40 degrees.
You do.
I do, too.
And I like comfortable pants. I'm not interested in tight-fitting jeans or something. I just like comfortable old man pants.
I can't wear them because of my bulge, so...
I will tell you what I would wear every day. No, we heard it. I'll tell you what I'd wear every day if I could, and I'm not kidding. Overalls. Have you ever worn a pair of overalls?
Never.
Get a pair.
I mean,
get a pair.
A toddler.
Get a pair.
I have one time. And
get a pair and wear them at home.
I don't like them that much. I know you.
It's denim, though. I don't wear any denim at home.
Really?
I don't wear...
My wife hates denim, and I love denim.
Oh, I love denim.
I have those Jay Leno blue shirts. She hates them. You know the shirts Jay Leno always wears?
Yeah.
I have some
comfortable
of those.
Comfortable clothes at home.
Mine are comfortable. My denim shirts are comfortable.
Oh, see, yeah, no, I don't like the feeling of denim I'm lounging.
I felt too open. It's just like there was too... I don't know.
Open.
And the overalls. The overalls were just too...
Well, they are. They are open. But I bought a pair as a joke.
I remember that.
I remember the day.
Should I tell them the story?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. I can tell you the story because our former boss is not here anymore.
And this was one of the first times that we actually did something like that here, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
We had a photo session.
Oh, my.
In fact, it was videotape. It was a TV crew.
Well, it was that, too, but there was
also there was a dress code memo.
That
came out.
Oh,
a
yeah.
dress code
that's
memo.
Oh, that's it. Yes.
That's what it was for.
Okay. No, listen to this, folks. You'll love this.
That's another story with the video and the.
But the overalls were for the dress code, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, like 10 years ago or 12 years ago, they issued a dress code here. This is a true story. They issued a dress code here, and it said one of the things included was no denim.
Yes.
Yeah. Men
which, by the way, is ridiculous.
Collared shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Collared shirts, no denim, no shorts. A couple other things in there. No flip-flops, no open-toed shoes for men, blah, 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 blah.
Again, you're describing John Hadley.
Yeah, I know.
So when I read it, I thought, well, this is ridiculous. No denim. I went to Walmart that night, and I bought a pair of, and when I say overalls, I mean hee-haw junior samples.
Yes, they were.
Straw in the teeth.
Not the stylish overalls.
I mean a farmer's overalls with the big old snaps on them and a bib. And that's how I came to work the next day in overalls. And it did not go well.
With a white T-shirt.
With a white T-shirt under it. It didn't. It was not considered funny by anybody that, in management. They didn't laugh at it once. They thought it was disrespectful. It was.
And didn't at one point, walking down the hall, you put Billy Bob teeth in, too?
Yes, I added Billy Bob teeth to make it more effective. But what I learned from doing that, just as a joke and as a way of saying, hey, this dress code's ridiculous, I've never worn anything as comfortable as overalls. Now, I don't know how many listeners we have that wear overalls. I'm sure there are a couple of farmers. Maybe Farmer Dave, I've never seen him wear them. I mean, he's a real farmer. But generally, older, kind of heavier farmers wear overalls. First of all, there are enough pockets. You could put 8 sandwiches in your pockets, all of your money, your keys, your wife's keys, some tools.
Your cell phone.
You got all the room in the world. I mean, you're never without a pocket. There's pockets everywhere.
And then there's those buttons down by the your hips.
Yes.
What are those for?
I don't know, but I like
it. Is it like adjustments? So if you have some spillover, you can pop a couple of those.
Spillover.
But they got those big built-in suspender things and a bib, and it doesn't matter. You could sit down and eat 80 pounds of food, and you get up, and your overalls will still feel great. Because they've given you plenty of expansion.
Oh, yeah. And you got those buttons. You can undo those buttons on the side.
Yeah, they're comfortable. They make you look like a hick. Or a guy who just came off the farm.
Hard to.
But if like at home, I would love to be able to just wear them around the house, but I'd never get away with it because what if somebody comes to the door? What if somebody sees you in those? I mean, women are so caught up in how you look in certain things. Like tonight when we're going out tonight, she actually thinks she has to approve what I wear. Uh-huh. As if this guy who I've never met is going to walk away and go, well, Frank seemed like a pretty nice guy, but honey, did you see that shirt? It didn't go with that T-shirt.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
That didn't go in those shoes. That weren't exactly right for that belt he was wearing. I got to do that.
No.
They're weird. They're weird, but they all have a... It's like a sisterhood...
sisterhood.
Yeah, and I will tell you
pants.
Right now that because today is October 1st, your wife, you pay attention to this, or your girlfriend, notice what she starts wearing today. Today is they break out today some orange stuff with brown in it because it's pumpkin season. They have that in their wardrobe. They'll get a different purse today. They'll get the boots out today, and they'll probably have a scarf. That's the other thing. They have their scarves kind of all laid out. This scarf goes with that deal. And what's the point of a scarf? What is the point?
It's an accessory.
It's just decoration.
Isn't it?
It's decoration.
It's called an accessory.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. We start with Eon the Peon. Peon, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. Let me get my phone on here because I have my...
I'm surprised it's October 1st. You didn't come in today with like a rust or brown color jacket.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
It's fall, man. Come on.
I left my pumpkin spice jacket at home.
Okay.
My notes here on my... I text myself That's how I make notes to myself. I don't have a recorder, but that's the next best thing, I think. It's just
Don't you have a notepad built in? I do.
I do, but I find texting yourself works easier.
Fine.
Almost sounds
how the heck do you text yourself?
You text your phone number.
Oh. You can do that?
Yeah, and then it sends you a message right back with what you texted.
I know that.
Yeah, that's how I... okay, and the first thing. So,
Can you text yourself as somebody else? Like, if you wanted to make Angela jealous, could you leave your phone out and have her see a text message that says, "Peon, thanks for last night. I can't wait till you leave your wife."
I don't think... Well, I don't know. I'll have to delve into the phone and see if I can change...
So what's your
own contact? I never remember my dreams at night. But for some reason today, as soon as I woke up, I remembered, because there's sometimes too when you wake up and the part of the dream is the freshest that just happened. You know, it seems like
it leaves you quickly,
and it leaves you quickly. Yeah, so
quickly.
Yeah. So my dream last night, I was back in high school.
Did you have nocturnal emission?
No. No, I haven't. No.
Yeah, I never had that in my life, ever.
What's that?
Let's deviate for a minute.
A nocturnal emission.
Wet dream.
Oh, you really
Some young boys have pleasure in their sleep.
I did at 13.
Oh,
I never had that.
Those, yeah.
Never had it.
Mm, those are the best.
I didn't know what the heck happened.
You're like, really whoa, this is becoming real life.
I didn't know what the heck happened.
Wow, what a realistic dream.
So last night my dream was I was back in high school, and I was a senior, because the part of the dream that I remember, I got all my information, my locker number, things like that.
So it's the beginning of your senior
year. Beginning of senior year, yeah.
Did you look like, in your dream, did you look like you do now?
You don't see yourself.
No.
You know what's weird? You never see your own face.
Yeah, no. You know what? You're right.
I assumed it was me as a senior, but
because
not
it's
me
you
now.
Looking out like what you would see. But you know, if you see your own face, I read somewhere, that's a dangerous thing. Hang on. I gotta stop my phone. Hmm. Okay. Go ahead.
Just texted yourself.
No.
I didn't. So I was at my high school, DeSmet High School. I got my class schedule, my locker number, whatever, and I remember I was a senior because at our high school, the different years of classes had like their lockers were on different levels of the school, because I think we had, I don't know, three levels. So. But for some reason, and this is the only part of the dream I remember, some reason John Hadley was also a student at the school. But he, as his age right now, he was. So I don't know what that means. That's all. That's the only part of the dream I can remember. It was the freshest, but yeah, I just remember seeing.
See, you were dreaming about John Hadley.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes, I did.
That had to be a nightmare.
One of the absolute most interesting parts of my life is dreams. Because I am such a vivid dreamer, and I remember most of them.
You said that.
Oh, I love to dream, man. If I could sleep for 30 days straight, I would.
I remember so few of mine. It's I don't know what that means. What makes people retain that?
And do you dream about stuff that maybe relates to what happened that day? Like something that might have happened?
I don't. No.
I had a bunch of boxes that I brought over to the house, and I was going through them, and there was this... random lid for a pot in there, but it was a great big lid. And last night, I remember this dream that I was cooking something and I could not find a pot to fit that lid.
Wow.
And I don't have anything. And I'm like,
directly related.
Yeah. And I found this big pot and I thought, oh, the lid fits on this. This is perfect. I don't have to throw it away. I have no idea why. And that was it. I have no idea.
You folks who are listening, don't ever waste your money on a dream analyst. That's complete. BS. Dream interpretation is complete BS.
Yeah.
The next thing I have, I saw, and we've mentioned this before. It seems like because he texts you now and then, and you say they are humorous occasionally. Martin Kilrod.
Right. He's done, I think, two humorous ones.
Yeah, and so we wonder why. He doesn't use that humor on his show.
On show, yeah.
Yeah, he saves it for text to you. And right. last night on Twitter, he had a funny line on Twitter. And it was, let me see if I can find it here. It's after the Cardinals, the Cardinals clinched their division last night,
right.
their division champs again. Right. He goes, this Cardinals game has been exciting, but I don't want us to lose focus on the big furniture store opening today. So I thought that was a pretty humorous line there.
I don't think that's funny.
Well, it was for Martin.
Oh, for Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Martin, oh, yeah. Oh, that's funny, yeah.
And for some reason, you know, on Twitter, you have to choose a Twitter handle. You know what right. that is? Like
sort
a
of.
Username almost. And so
is that the at
yeah.
somebody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently somebody had already taken Martin Kilcoin 1 because his Twitter handle is Martin Kilcoin 2. Somebody already took the first one, I guess. So he was reduced.
What kind of person would take?
I don't know.
Martin Kilcoin 1.
So, yeah, I just thought that was weird that he has Martin Kilcoin 2.
Hmm.
I mean, why else would he have the number 2 in his Twitter handle? Unless
it's to make people wonder and pay more attention to it,
yeah.
and start thinking about who's
yeah.
Martin.
So I couldn't figure that out. I just said, boy, he wasn't fast enough on Twitter to get Martin Kilcoin 1 on his own name.
So it's not it could be Martin Kilcoin also. Not or you're just
no,
saying
it's
the number
two. It's Martin Kilcoin number 2.
Anything else?
Huh. No, that was it.
Dan, do you have anything?
No.
Let's close the bird sign. Nocturnal emission thing, that's a very, very common. I think I told you when I was about 11 or 12, my mother, who was very Protestant, over the top, beyond too strict, religious, and hypocritical, gave me a book. And all she said was, she said, here, read this. I got it from your Aunt Kate. She gave it to Joe when he was your age. Joe was her son.
Oh, boy.
I still remember the name of the book. The name of the book was, and you could probably Google, maybe, you know what, I should after this Google and see if the book still even exists or is in print. It was called, no, it won't be because it's dated and the way they explain things. It was called For Boys Only. That was the name of the book. And I remember a couple of things in there. And one of them was, it talked about that you might experience a pleasurable sensation by touching yourself or in your sleep. And by the time I read it, I already knew what they were talking about. Now, I'm sure there are guys that back in the old days, like that were my age, and they'd get a book like that when they were, let's say, 10. Or 9. They hadn't yet experienced it or were aware they experienced it. So they're reading it wondering, wow, what is this? What are they talking? What is this pleasurable sensation? Well, I knew it by the time I read the book because I had experienced the sensation. But I didn't experience it at my own hand or in my sleep. I experienced it on my grandmother's telephone antenna, TV antenna pole. I'm not kidding.
Oh, man.
I'm not kidding.
Of all the things for a young boy to discover himself
no,
on.
I was at my grandmother's house. I don't know, 10 or 11 or something. And when you're at your grandmother's house, you're bored. You're bored out of your mind.
Sure.
Because your parents are in there talking to my dad's mom.
Right, about parent stuff.
It's boring.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I'm the only kid. What do? So I go out in the backyard, her little bitty, and it was your typical grandmother backyard, meaning there was nothing back there.
Oh, yes.
Except a clothesline. And what am I going to do with that? But she had a TV antenna. And all TV antennas were on a big pole. I mean, like a big mast. And it went up to above the roof of the house. Some of them were mounted on the roof, and some were mounted on the ground behind the house. Hers was on the ground. The correct term is shinny, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah,
we always say you shimmy up a pole.
Yeah, you shinny.
It's when you put your both hands up on a pole, like a fireman's pole, and you pull up, and then you grab it with your knees.
Right.
And then you push up, and you reach up again, and you pull.
Easy, boy.
I'm getting excited talking about it. I was climbing up her antenna pole. And I got about, I don't know, not real high, like 10 feet or 11 feet. and this weird feeling, like blood had rushed from me. This
tingling sensation.
Tingling and like, ah. And I thought, man, that's a weird feeling. And I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what had happened. I had no idea. But I climbed. I must have climbed her antenna pole like 100 times.
Why are my soap operas all fuzzy again?
Why can't I pick up this?
Every time little Frankie comes over, my reception goes to crap.
Keep away from that TV pole.
But I couldn't wait when we went to her house. Right to the backyard, I want to climb that pole because I know a good feeling is coming.
Now, did later on, did you feel not resentment, but were you ashamed at all afterwards?
No.
That was only...
No, hadn't done anything wrong.
When he was a Boy Scout, he was the first one out to raise the flag on the pole. I love those poles.
That antenna pole seemed pretty violated. There might have been something wrong there.
I don't know about girls, what they discover or when they discover it. I don't think it's as common for them to discover pleasing themselves accidentally.
I don't know.
But
because you would think, I mean, I don't want to.
This
get
is
too
a delicate subject.
Crass here, but you think it would be easier for women?
I think when they go on horseback rides.
Define.
I think that's why women like to ride horses. I do.
That it's back easier and forth to replicate. Something
yes, with a,
for women.
A, yes,
I
it
would
is.
Think.
I think they do. I think they would, especially going.
But
up
I do.
And down
I do.
On a,
and every
an
guy, will, every guy will relate to this. You're 12 or whatever, and you're in the bathtub or the shower, and you're soaping up. And I got to figure out how to do this.
Uh-oh.
You're cleaning things,
yeah. Cleaning parts and pieces.
And yeah, and you're soaping up, and there's a positive reaction to the soaping, and it's a pleasurable sensation.
Whoa, hello!
And that's where I'll end it right there. But it scares you. It scares you. Because when something happens, you don't know if you've hurt yourself, but it felt good to hurt yourself. Have you done something bad? Have you done something sinful? Have you done something wrong? Was this about? It's scary. It's just scary. And you cannot go to your parents and go, especially your mother.
No.
You wouldn't even go to your dad and go, hey, I was in the shower and this happened. I touched myself and then I did this and I did this and then you're not going to do that. Because you're afraid you've done something you weren't supposed to
and
do.
And you don't want to go to any of your friends.
You just keep asking to go back to grandma's house.
Yeah.
You just take 6 showers a day. And you keep going to grandma's house to climb the pole. That's all. It's a strange... I'm telling you, man, I do not envy any kid, any guy who is... 11, 12. I just don't. It's awkward. It's weird.
Well, now
it's
they, weird. But they have access to so many things
I know.
Now that it's
I know.
Not the, I don't think it's the same.
Access.
Do we have our guest on the phone?
No, we have to go to traffic first.
And in the book for boys only, it said that sometimes you would be involved in what was called, it wasn't making out in this book. It was called something else. It was like, but it was making out. And it said, sometimes when you're kissing a girl, you would have the urge to touch her. And
what?
You shouldn't. That is inappropriate.
Oh.
To touch her?
And
where?
It said, and you will, as a young man, it said in the book, you will meet girls who might even encourage that. These girls are called, and it was in quotes in the book, easy.
Oh, my goodness.
And it said, when other guys in school say that they have, and again in quotes, made a girl. This implies they've had relations with her. This is almost always a lie, that guys do this to seem older, you know, like they know more. So don't believe it said in the book when your friends say they've made a girl. And if there is a girl who, in fact, does encourage this behavior, you need to stay away from her because of potential diseases there. Oh. And I'll tell you, that worked for me, buddy. Once I knew a girl like let you make out with her a lot.
Oh, heck yeah.
No, thank you. I'm staying away from you.
Who wants to do something that's easy?
Yeah.
Who wants to take the easy road?
Yeah. Ooh. You going out with you going out with Betty? No. I heard she likes making out unless you touch parts. No,
yeah. No way.
I going out with her.
Forget about it.
Time to check on traffic. I assume that's Tim Weiland. Let's find out, Tim. If I say Tim, how's it going? Let's see what happens. Tim, how's it going?
Hey, good afternoon, Frank. It's going well. Thank you. We have slow traffic on westbound 40 now between Hampton out through McCausland, southbound 170 from the Parkway to Highway 40. An accident just now reported Clayton Road at North Ballas, southbound 270. Some slow pockets now from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. This report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It is so accurate and easy to use. It's the number one choice of pediatricians. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
All right, thank you, Tim. I need to see the screen just to make sure that who's...
He's there.
Supposed to be on here is on here. Run a little late. That's my fault. John, how are you?
Hi, Frank.
John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Why are you running late?
Well,
he asked me what we were talking about.
We started talking about...
I think you should tell John your story.
We started talking about how when you're 12 or 11 and you discover yourself and your body... And pleasurable sensations that kind of frighten you because you don't understand them. And we got carried away with it a little bit.
And things that happen...
I think I'm afraid that I ask this question.
Things that might happen in your sleep.
No.
Or, but Frank had a great story about climbing a pole.
When you dream about buying a car from Johnny Landoff?
Hang on one second. I'm on the air. I'll have to call you back. Yes, that was it. I was just a young man dreaming what it would be like to be able to grow up and buy a car from Johnny Landoff. You got it.
Yes.
That was it.
I knew it. Absolutely knew it. That's great. That's exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting. So what kind of day are you having? Because it's another fantastic, crisp, sleepy Delta. No, that's in the June 3rd. Another fantastic, crisp, fall-like day.
It's gorgeous
day. Did you get up this morning and pretend you were duck hunting? Do you ever do that?
No, I got up this morning. I went for a run. It was... 51 degrees. I
perfect. Perfect.
It was gorgeous. That's right. And I'd like to say that I was running really fast, but at my age, I don't run fast anymore. I feel better at the end of a run when it's cold, get a little chilly out than it is when it's just brutally hot and humid, and you can cut the air with a knife. I think we're done with that stuff.
How are your knees?
The weather is gone.
How are your knees holding up when you run?
They're doing well. I'm lucky. They just do a little stretching and everything's fine, you know?
Every other person I know over 50 is about to have or it has had knee surgery. I'm not kidding.
I know.
It's like so common. It's a common thing.
Don't you understand?
Understand what?
That?
Come on. I thought we talked about this.
What?
Us Macedonians. I mean, we're built of some tough stuff.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Come on. How could you forget? I thought I told you once or twice.
I'm not sure what I am. I think I'm Welsh, but we're built of like putty or something. And fat.
You ever thought about doing like that, that genealogy?
No.
Your family tree and trace?
No. I don't care. I've never cared who my dad's dad was or anything beyond that. I don't care. I don't care. Look.
You don't care?
No.
You don't care how you got here?
I don't. My own grandfathers. I never knew either one of my grandfathers, my mother's dad or my dad's dad. So I didn't even know them. They died both when I was about one or something. So I don't care about their dads or cousins or I just don't care. It doesn't matter to me.
Why?
Because look, no matter what they did or who they were.
I didn't know my mother Sylvia. I didn't know her dad Samuel. Tadeet Sadov, when he went into World War One, he went down a table and they changed it to George. Because, almost everyone, so many that fought in World War One were immigrants. And they changed their names to George, Washington, Smith, Johnson, whatever. But I didn't know him. He passed before I died. And then my mother's, Sylvia's mother's, Christina.
He passed before you died. He passed before you were born. Yeah.
I believe you said he passed before I died.
I know, he did.
One mistake. So I make one little mistake here. You pounced on it, didn't you, Dan?
Mm-hmm. You can't make a mistake here without it being jumped on.
You feel good about that now, Dan?
Not at all, Dan.
Let's say I did Ancestry.com or whatever it is. Let's say I went there and I found out that my dad's dad was on a boat, and he came over here, and his real name was something. He changed it to something else, and he opened the fruit stand. And I don't care. I mean, I just don't care. No matter what the story would be, he was a doctor, invented something, or he was a beggar. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Oh, wait. What if he invented something, and then you are an heir to it, though?
They're still looking for you.
Yeah.
There could be millions of dollars out there that they're just still waiting to find. Frank,
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. No.
Yeah, I bet somebody else in your family got that money. Somebody else that did a background check and said, hey, there's a pot of gold waiting for me.
All I know is this. I'm in one of those families where my dad's dad, and I know this from my dad, was a guy who in that little bitty hick Tennessee town was a man of means, and he had money. And he was one of the few people who actually went out and bought a brand new car for like $600. But he was a drunk and a gambler, and he wasn't nice to my grandmother. And he was a guy who went through whatever he had. He bought it in, but he would be the guy that would go in the bar, buy drinks for everybody, and that was the last money he had. Then he'd come into a little money, and he'd spend it all, and he ended up with nothing. He was a guy who could have had money. He was smart, but that's all I know. That's the only relative, that's as far back as I go, is that had he been a different kind of guy, yeah, maybe there'd be some inheritance, but there's not, because he was a drunk.
That's a sad story.
He was a drunk. But lots of people have that story.
I'm sorry that I asked that question, too.
You brought back some sad memories.
Oh, man. Boy, what a downer.
Thanks a lot.
I don't know where to go now.
We were talking about climbing antenna poles.
Tell him your grandma's story. Maybe that'll get him back on track.
No, we don't have time for that story.
But you don't have time for that because you were, talking about other stuff except POJ, poor old Johnny.
POJ.
You know what? From now on, let's go. Well, it's time to go check in with POJ. Poor old Johnny.
Johnny just sitting here in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. You know, yesterday they had this awesome presentation on the Walk of Fame, and
I saw some pictures on Facebook. Florissant,
and man, what a fun event! And then we went to just one of the most awesome, adorable little restaurants in all the world at Hendel's. With hundreds of other awesome North County folks from in and around the Florissant area, and had great food, great wine, and Wednesdays at Hendel's, it's half-price wine. And we watched the Cardinals absolutely just stomp on the Pirates in their own backyard.
They did.
At the end of that game, there had to have been 10-1 Cardinal fans versus Pirate fans, if you could even call them Pirate fans, after they got just slapped around.
Hey, where's that plaque? Because I saw pictures on Facebook of that.
It's right there. We're not too far from City Hall on St. Francis.
Yeah. Okay.
Roof St. Francois.
I've never referred. I've never called a restaurant adorable ever. He said it's an adorable restaurant.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that you don't do, Frank, that I do. It's at 855 Rue St. Francis.
Rue.
St. Francois. Hendel's. I can pronounce Hendel's. Mm-hmm. Next time you're here, we'll go take a look at it. It's pretty cool. It's very awesome. And a great tribute to an awesome guy. But yeah, it was fun in beautiful North County last night. We had a blast. And wife and the boys were there. So, it was a great time. And we had a great month of September. So many AM and the PM listeners buying cars from Jenna. It used to be one a day, multiple, two to three a day.
It's going
to
be more in October. October's going to be even better.
I need them all, but I need to just, one day it would be like reading a tribute to, so many AM and the PM listeners that come into Johnny Lama Chevrolet and have a phenomenal experience, we make it fun. Well, you should have fun if you're buying a car or truck.
Get ready for October to be even bigger, because I think October is going to be, I can feel it. It's like a psychic.
September is one of those like transitional months because everyone, you know, kids are back to school. You know, the summer vacations are over. I mean, let's face it, summertime is so much fun, but it's gone. I mean, it just seemed to fly by. I don't know where June. Well, we know what happened in June. We were flooded with 14 and a half inches of rain in the month of June. And you forget, but it was cloudy and rainy and, like, nasty every day. And then all of a sudden, July and August, it seemed like it was sunny and hot every day. But you got to love the month of October. You know, you've got our house is already decorated for Halloween. That may be not enough. She's so adorable. God, love her. And, you know, the 31st of October is the opening day of duck season in the northern zone.
Oh, man.
Now, listen to me. John, we're out of time. John, we're out of time. But since you said your house
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com. Come and see us. We'll be here. We're going to be here till at least 6:30, 7 o'clock tonight with deliveries late tomorrow night and all weekend long. And got to make sure you mention your AM and the PM.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you, POJ.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
They're on the way.
All right.
See you. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Wouldn't even let me ask him a question. No. House is decorated. I've never decorated our house for Christmas outside.
Oh, that's
a tree, maybe inside. Never outside.
That's been the latest thing for the past few years is people decorating for Halloween, and they have Halloween lights now.
Oh no, I've seen houses that are so elaborate; they're more elaborate than any Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Inflatable pumpkins.
Oh yeah,
and inflatable straw men and ghosts and stuff. Yeah, and lit up. They're lit up on the inside. Mm-hmm. Like, the people go, I don't know. I'm not really all American or something because there's so much of that stuff that I'm lazy because that stuff takes a lot of work to do that. I'm just too lazy. Take a break. We'll come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic's looking right now with Tim Weiland.
Well, you're heavy on eastbound 40 downtown from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge, and then eastbound 64 midway between 255 and 157. We have an incident, and traffic is jammed up approaching Highway 255. Then we have eastbound 270 slowing down now, approaching McDonald through Highway 170. On westbound 44, looking pretty good through the Laclede Station area, but from Lindbergh down through the Merrimack River Bridge, things are really jammed up. And now it's stop-and-go pockets from Page down through Doherty Ferry on southbound 270. And this report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Steve, you know how much I personally believe in what you do at the St. Louis Home Retention Group. And let me throw the phone number out right away, 636-527-5121. But let's talk about this study that you and I were talking about off the air, which shows that you have to be with the right housing counselors, right?
Yeah, that's correct, Steve. A lot of the people that we talk to have tried to do this on their own. They've run into an enormous amount of failure, roughly 88% nationally. The other part of the people have tried to contact outside entities, and they're not having any success either. I think we're the only people in the United States who can get these things done, frankly.
It's easy. You pick up the phone, you make the call, you get a no-obligation appointment, and you talk to the best in the business. 636-527-5121. Or what's the website, Steve?
It is St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
That's right. You almost forgot it that time. St. Louis Home Retention Group.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's jumping in a pile of leaves with my kids strong.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in 1 hour.
Yep, I am going to take that hayride strong.
It's breathing free for 24 hours, even after a day of apple picking strong.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Hi, I'm Tim with TNL Tree Service. Before Old Man Winter arrives, make sure your trees and plants and landscape areas are properly prepared for snow and ice. Call me to come to your home or business to make sure your hard work you've put into your landscape this year does not go to waste. Call TNL Tree Service at 314-895-1883 for a free estimate. Next spring, you'll be glad you did. TNL Tree Service, your trees and plants are our number one priority.
Friday, October 2nd, join John Carney as he moderates a roundtable discussion on issues in education, featuring members of the State Board of Education, school board members, and superintendents representing districts throughout Missouri, live from the MSBA Annual Conference at 10 Terra starting at 10 a.m. Sponsored by Idner Architects, nationally recognized as a leader in school planning and design. Don't miss Issues in Education on the Big 550, streaming live at KTRS.com.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Hardcastle, asking you to listen to my Money Talk radio program every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. on KTRS 550.
This week on Christian Questions, love. Believe it or not, it is one of the most misunderstood aspects of life today. Did you know that the Bible describes the highest form of love in detail? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Buffalo Wild Wings just got more obsessed with beer. They're rolling out specials like the Oktoberfest Beer Cheese Dippers made with special Sam Adams Oktoberfest Cheddar Dip. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Thanks to Herb. Herb is a listener. He brought us some homemade matzo ball soup. So maybe during the news we'll try to figure out what a we don't know what a matzo ball. I've had it in soup before.
No,
it's a dough thing, but I don't know what the matzo is all about. We'll figure it out. For 73 years, Matheny has been keeping people cool in the summer and warm in the winter, and they'd love to do the same for you. Now this is an indication of what's about to happen, and it's not even a good one because it's very comfortable and crisp, and you could get by without. Even tonight, even though it's going to be cooler, but very shortly, it's going to be really, really cold. And I mean nasty, winter, wet St. Louis cold. Is the heater ready? You don't know. You really don't know, do you? They can tell you. Rather than wait until it's an emergency and, you know, you're worried about pipes freezing, or why don't you just have Matheny come out and check it out now? If you do decide to wait and it does become an emergency, Matheny. Anybody in St. Louis County or St. Charles County, either one,